Hey, sweetie, your mother showed me this Carvana thing for selling the car. I'm going to give it a try. Wish me luck. Me again. I put in the license plate. It gave me an offer. Unbelievable. Okay, I accepted the offer. They're picking it up Tuesday from the driveway. I haven't even left my chair. It's done. The car is gone. I'm holding a check. Anyway, Carvana, give it a whirl. Love ya.
So good, you'll want to leave a voicemail about it. Sell your car today on
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. With Shopify, 2026 is the year you make it happen. It gives you the tools to build your dream store, online and in person. Plus, with marketing built in, it'll help you reach exactly who you need to. Join the millions who've already made the leap, like Gymshark and Allbirds. And ring in the new year with Shopify. Sign up for your £1 per month trial at shopify.co.uk/Spotify.
Back okay, to 1692.
Before they had Tums, oh my God, what did they do?
Hope and a prayer. That's why everyone was so religious. They had to pray the bubble guts away.
The Salem witch trials.
A witch to them was the equivalent of as if like the devil was standing in front of you.
Well, now that's just your everyday celebrity.
I know that's right.
And you don't see them getting pressed.
I know that's right. But yeah,
that's just your A-list YouTuber. On 1600 Vine.
Oh my God.
Just a theory, not a fact.
Just a theory. So
See them getting trialed.
Where's the witch hunt for them? Where's the witch hunt for 1600 Vine? I want to know.
Hey, witches across America and all of the globe.
Hey, witches.
We gather you here today.
This is a coven meeting. Get in. Sit down. We have a lot to get into.
Bring your broomstick. Bring your Roomba. Bring your vacuum.
Broomstick parking is outside. Insert photo.
I have to tell you guys two things. Number one, hey, witches will make our parents so proud because both of us came to the realization that we got texts individually from our parents saying, moms. Oh my God, chill with the F-bomb on the podcast.
My mom literally texted me, hey, Brooke, so proud of you. By the way, if I hear you say the F-word one more time, you're bringing shame. I'm like, oh my God, you're bringing shame onto the family. Get it together, you trucker.
We're going to curse our entire families into the F-bomb jail. We can't do it anymore. We're going to make a conscious effort. Hey, witches.
First person to cuss is put in the pillory.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Hot fact number two. We are coming to you live today from the one, the only Salem, Massachusetts,
the
baby.
Motherland.
I have never spent so much time on the East Coast in my life.
And what if we told you we didn't do this all in one concurrent trip? We've flown here two times.
What if I told you that at this point I have not made a single dollar from this podcast and neither has Brooke, and we are so committed that I'm like, you know what? I'm dipping into my savings here because this is my dream.
We're doing it for the love of the game. The love of the game. Come
on,
people.
You think this is a cash grab? You think this is a money making plot?
No,
this is a money losing business that we have going on here.
So fun. And cheers to that.
And cheers to that.
And cheers to that.
With the love of the game.
Cheers to the love of the game.
You got to respect two girls with two mics and a dream and how I found this room. Let me tell you a backstory.
Oh, yeah. So let's get into it because we weren't supposed to be sleeping here. We were supposed to be sleeping at a cute little hotel known as the Hawthorne Hotel in Salem.
Maybe the most haunted hotel in all of Massachusetts.
I read all of New England. Like all of the East Coast. Like apparently this place is horrifying. And Morgan said, I've had enough. Morgan said, I've had enough. We're ghost hunting there. We're not sleeping there. I said, okay. Damn. All right. Where are we sleeping?
Yeah, where are we sleeping? That was the big grand question because after sleeping at so many effing haunted locations and realizing, oh my God, we do not get a lick of sleep. We do not get any sort of peaceful rest when we were staying at these haunted locations.
After Gettysburg, we had had enough.
No, I realized that we had 2 days that we were going to be in Salem, Massachusetts. I'm trying to get better at time management, so I'm giving us more time for fun, more time for silly memory making fun.
Wow.
Okay, we got to go to a museum today. Look at us educating ourselves across America. Grand tour.
Look at us go.
Anyway, what started this whole fiasco? I honestly believe the first thing we booked for this was the Hawthorne Hotel. And I called her up and I said, by any chance, do you have room 325? And she said, oh, we have one date for the rest of the year. And it is the day that we are tonight. It is tonight. And I was just thinking about it. I was looking at images of the room online. And I thought, there is no way that we are spending two nights in room 325 together, scared for our lives.
No.
We can't do it anymore.
When I read phantom baby crying, you lost me. What do you mean a ghost baby? Where did the ghost baby come from? And we heard ghost baby and we said, on second thought, we want to sleep somewhere a little more cozy. So what Morgan and I have been doing to organize Pod-O-Ween is we have a shared note. And in the shared note, Morgan adds all like everything that she's been planning. She's been organizer extraordinaire. It has been impressive to watch my type B friend become a type A girl. I mean, well, it's been amazing.
2025 is the year that I am a recovering type B. I am in recovery and I'm getting really far. I'm about to get a chip soon.
Oh,
just kidding.
Yes, she is. And I'm going to make it for her with glitter.
I learned how to use a calendar. I'm going to get an... Brooke is probably going to need to make me like a sticker system of, oh my God, you learned how to share a flight information with me.
Shared note, shared calendar. Everything's amazing. But there was one little mystery, one little question mark, if you will, on our shared Pod-O-Ween note. And it was the very end of our Pod-O-Ween journey. And it said, mystery hotel. That's never what you want to hear.
Don't ask a question.
With no asking questions and a smirking emoji. Oh my God. So I buckled up. We get to this hotel. It looks like a motel.
Very, I think it had to have been back in the day an actual motel that someone with a vision and a dream came and they said,
and a hot glue gun.
We are coming and we are flipping shit upside down.
So we pull into this motel and I said, all right. All right, she brought me to a motel that had a sign that says, there are bugs. We know there are bugs. Don't bring up the bugs. So my standards were on the floor. I said, all right, I'll do anything.
That's she not says, this one.
No. Oh, not this one. That was in the Mojave. Thank you. That was in the Mojave Desert. That was a long time ago. So we show up and she says, you need to stand outside the door. Like, I need to prepare this for you. I said, oh my God. Okay. She walks in the door. I'm sitting in the hallway. She's cackling. Out loud cackling. I've never heard you laugh so hard in your life. She goes, come in.
Come in. No, the images, you guys, of this room that they have on the internet. I was just sitting in my bed, cry laughing. There is this random ass motel in Salem, Massachusetts, and there's about 10 theme rooms. You can stay at the circus. You can stay at the forest. You can stay at the haunted dungeon room, which isn't actually haunted, which is exactly what we needed.
It just feels haunted.
When I saw the photo of the ghouls in the corner, the skeletons beheaded, the what is this mystery machine behind me called?
Oh, the pillared. No.
The pillared?
Hold on.
I don't want to say the incorrect term because I just know that I'm going to offend someone somewhere called it across
a guillotine.
The nation.
Wasn't a guillotine. It's a... Hold on. Pillory.
When I saw that this room came with a 3D usable pillory, I just knew something in my stomach started sparkling. And I thought, there is nobody that I could at random take to this hotel that would enjoy it more than my best dear friend, Brooke Berry. It has her written all over it.
She literally, we're standing in the hallway. She goes, Brooke, I picked this literally for you because I knew that you would appreciate it so much. I was shaking with joy, pure childlike wonder in my eyes. When I walked in here, I have never felt so much joy in one moment. I am a chronic Halloween lover. Chronic. It is so deep in my bones. As we've established with my Halloween costumes as a child, the spooky gene really just runs deep in my veins. And it's unbelievable. What you can't see is there's a chandelier above us that flickers like candles.
So, you could see the lights behind me. They flicker just like that, but it like flickered, 20 more of them.
And it's just, it's the best night's sleep I've ever gotten.
No. And can we add, we were only supposed to stay here for one night, and then I was committed. All right, we still got to go stay at the Hawthorne Inn.
Yeah.
We had such a good night of sleep last night, and I loved it in here so much because we weren't even supposed to podcast in here. This was just for the love of
this
it.
This was for the love
this
of the game.
This was a secret surprise for my friend Brooke of me being like, thank you for coming on this journey with me. Here's a gift.
We have a night off. We walked into this room. We went, all right, night off. And then we went live on Patreon dressed as SpongeBob and Patrick. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I don't really have any other words to describe what happened on that live stream other than if you want to include the pillar, pillory picture.
I did get in the pillar as Patrick Star, and that was a lot of fun. And then I got the inspiration of, oh my gosh, Brooke, this is the best hotel room that I've ever been in in my entire life.
It feels like Disneyland.
We have to ask them if it's available tomorrow. And because everything goes our way.
Everything goes our way.
And I knew that this whole Salem thing would come together. Yes. My chronic type B came out and I was like, I just know it's going to come together.
Yeah.
And it did. This room was available. And he said, guess what? You can stay. And we are. That's how we got here.
So
welcome to Salem, Massachusetts, everyone.
World guys.
Pod tour.
And I don't want anyone to fret. We're still going to that haunted ass room. We're just not sleeping there. We're just going to rile up the ghosts and then leave.
Yeah, well, we are fresh off the Stanley Hotel, which might I add is where we got these fabulous hats for $15.99 each. We went to the Stanley and I was being a little tame and a little shy because I don't want to rile up a spirit. I don't want to piss someone
Especially not an ass grabber. An ass grabbing ghost?
A haberdasher. No. I'm not pissing off anyone that could grab me in the middle of the night.
No.
So I would rather go stir up the ghosty ghoulies and then be able to dip if I choose. And I wanted us to have a good time in Salem, Massachusetts. How often do you get to come to Salem, Massachusetts for Halloween?
Never.
Never.
And also, we're going with some new equipment.
We've leveled up, you guys. All I have to say, Paracon, you better invite us.
We're Jenny, gonna be the most- Jenny, please invite us to Paracon. We really want to go back to Pennhurst. We miss it.
Celine Spooky Boo, come over to my house right now. She should be here with us.
Can you tell them what we found out last night on live?
We found out on live last night because I was sitting here thinking there is no one else that we could have added to this that would have made sense besides Celine Spooky Boo. And so what do? I'm like, I just got to look up. Where is she right now? Find her on Instagram because I'm really just a YouTube watcher. I am people's biggest fan on the YouTube app.
Mm-hmm.
So I look her up on Instagram. I'm old school.
Old school.
Millennial old school. Coded. I only see people on the old tube. School. And I looked her up and it said, follow back. Celine Spooky Boo, you're invited anytime.
Follow back.
We love.
Missed message. I mean, it was the best moment ever because she's really one of the main reasons we came to Salem. She inspired us.
There's so many things to say about Salem, but I think we should give a little preface of what happened in Salem, Massachusetts.
Yeah.
And I don't want to butcher it because as we have seen, and as Brooke will tell you, people be butchering shit online left and right.
I was a little bit of the fun police. We were watching a YouTube video of someone who did an investigation of the Hawthorne Hotel. And in the first 30 seconds, he starts spewing misinformation. Salem misinformation, and I'm sitting there yelling at the TV screen, liar, liar. And Morgan goes, oh my god, you're scaring me. I go, he's lying on the good name of Salem. And the biggest lie was that he was like, the whole place burned down because they were burning witches. And I hate to break it to you, but no one burned here.
Not a single person burned here.
No one burned here. Didn't know that.
When we went today, we went to the Salem Witch Museum, which
cooler from the outside.
The best part of the museum is the outside and the gift shop.
Unfortunately, we got these capes there.
We did get these capes there.
Yeah.
Which was,
we'll get into it.
We'll get into it. But if you want a quote on what happened in Salem and what brought us to Salem and why Salem is such a Halloween hotspot other than Hocus Pocus, I'm reading it straight from the museum so nobody can tell us that we're butchering this.
No, take it up with them.
It's 1692. Picture this. The year 1692.
I believe that was before the American Revolution.
It was.
That's crazy.
No, this is ancient history. History. Here she goes again with her lisp.
Do I have a lisp? What? No.
You hesitated.
No,
Do I have a lisp?
You do not have a lisp.
What is that?
You don't have a lisp. You don't have a lisp.
That's not a confident. What? Me starts twitching.
We start.
That's not a confident voice.
No, you do not have a lisp.
Would you tell me if I did?
Yeah, I would.
Okay. I mean, if I did, whatever. I don't care anymore.
I wouldn't have to. The YouTube comments would have. They would have by now.
Stop picking your nose on camera, Morgan. I'm like, the YouTube commenters would have said something by now.
The lisp is the last of your worries. Jeez. Morgan really has been getting really comfortable during Potoween.
With my bubble guts. You might hear them live on the mic.
Bubble guts, Adams. If you get bubble guts and you go...
I really think I gave up energy drinks for a long time. And ever since we've brought back Potoween for the first time ever, brought it back. No, it's the first one ever. Ever since I brought back energy drinks, I've been having bubble guts again. They deserve their own mic. Sometimes it's so outrageous, but
bubble guts Adams. That's what I call her.
My first ever merch in my 10 years on the internet, bubble guts, a spring launch. It's like a nice pink.
Well, she's been using the cute bubble emoji as a representation of her bubble guts. And that's so mean. I love the bubble emoji. I use it when I'm like cleaning or want something cute or like Glinda from Wicked. She goes, no, it's for bubble guts. All right. Damn.
What? You don't think my bubble guts are cute?
No, it's not that.
Imagine me going on a date with someone and I start bubble gutsing.
Well,
and then I'm like, no, because something bad has been happening lately, you guys, and you'll see it in the Stanley episode.
Specifically the Stanley
episode. When an emergency hits, it hits. And I don't think I can go out with a man until I get it figured out.
I think it's just
it's violent and it's not okay. My mom is sick of it. My brother is sick of it. Brooke is now sick of it. And they're like, you need to get this figured out. Merch drop coming soon. No, Bubble guts in the colors of Tums.
I really clock a bathroom as soon as we get to a place, because when Morgan goes, where's the bathroom? I just get to point. It's urgent. When we were walking through the Stanley parking lot, I will never forget the words. This is going to be ugly. This is going to be ugly. I got to go now. And she dead sprints through the parking lot and she throws the camera at me and says, go get comfortable. Go get comfortable in the lobby. I said, oh my God. Okay, the haunted lobby.
And then I sit and wonder to myself at night, why do no men want to date me? And then I continue to post videos of myself online in a Patrick Starr costume in the torture device talking about my bubble guts.
In the pillory.
But whatever. Whatever. Back to 1692. Before they had Tums, oh my God, what did they do?
Hope and a prayer. That's why everyone was so religious. They had to pray the bubble guts away.
Could you imagine? No ibuprofen, no Tums. It was a bad time.
Literally thoughts and prayers only.
The Salem witch trials are the largest and most intensive American witch hunt. 14 women and 5 men are hanged. One man pressed to death and 150 individuals are accused of witchcraft within the span of 4 months. In addition, 5 adults die in prison while awaiting the trial. And we did get a few hot facts from the museum. The museum was very dated. All I have to say, I'm glad that we went, but they could have updated it to 2025.
It probably hit so different in the 70s when the museum opened, but they haven't updated it since, and they have maybe 4 artifacts and none of them are related to the Salem witch trials. So very knowledgeable though. And the outside looks so gothic and cool.
Yeah. And I think what I have gathered since being here, not the most notable death, but the most unique death,
gruesome, Giles Corey. Sure.
Mr. Giles Corey basically got up and said, this, what you're doing is bullshit. This witch trial, BS, capital crockpot of shit. He got pressed to death and his infamous saying was more weight, because he wasn't going to say that what he was saying wasn't the truth.
And so basically too, he wasn't that innocent because he testified against his own wife and accused his wife of being a witch. Literally testified against her. But the way that it worked is once he was accused, the laws of the time were if he did not say a single word in trial, so in the courtroom, his land and his assets would have been protected. But if he was found guilty, which they were all being found guilty, he would have lost all of his money. And so all of his like descendants would have been poor. And so when they were crushing him to death, basically they lay you down on a piece of wood, they lock your arms and your legs down, and they start putting these heavy, heavy, heavy stones on top of you until your rib cage breaks and you literally suffocate to death. And allegedly his like eyes popped out. It was like super gruesome, but he was so defiant until the very bitter end that his final words, like Morgan said, were more weight. Like, fuck.
Like, F like you guys.
F y'all. Like, more weight. And it's insane because, and where the misconception comes from is in Europe, these crazy people in Europe were burning people alive. There were thousands and thousands and thousands of people in the Holy Roman Empire and elsewhere in Europe that's how they dealt with witches out there, is they burned people at the stake. So it's crazy, but that really did happen. People were getting burned. It just, thank God, wasn't on our soil. My God.
Yeah, that was not here in America, but it was tragic and devastating and horrific.
Very.
So we are not here to make fun of the witches.
Oh, God. Well, none of them are witches. That was the thing. They were falsely accused.
They were all
none
falsely of them were accused. Witches. So.
No, they were all falsely accused and.
Dark history 101.
Intense. And I think what's really interesting about Salem and something that's just still so relevant today is you could be accused just because you didn't pray the way that everyone else prayed, or if, you know, you looked a little different or acted a little different. I mean, people were getting accused left and right on no grounds, because there was no grounds. And it was just a bunch of hysterical young girls who we found out at the museum, which I didn't know, which is insane. The two main girls who like caused this commotion in the first place later in life took the stand and confessed that they lied, that they made it up.
And like, we were just effing around.
No, it's so sad. I actually pulled, because the museum is so respectful, which we both really appreciated, but I wanted to know the darker stuff. I was like,
yeah, we wanted to know a little more detail. I do think that they can't tell you detail because it might be a PG-13 activity where they want people to be able to bring their families and such, but they should make an After Dark version where they really get into everything, because if you start looking up the dark history, the history be dark.
Oh, do you want to know a little bit about the interrogations and the tests that they did?
Welcome back to History with Brooke.
Hey, y'all thought you were rid of me.
Bedtime stories with Brooke.
Everyone lay down, grab your milk. Okay. The accused endured humiliating and painful ordeals designed to prove their guilt. One of them was through spectral evidence, where judges accepted the testimony that a person's, quote, spirit had attacked someone in dreams or visions, something impossible to defend against. So literally, these girls were like, I saw John Smith's ghost in my room and he bewitched me. And John Smith, could be like, no, I didn't. And the judge would be like, well, she said you did. So, and that would be it. Like, case closed. Insane.
Yeah, there was no evidence like there is now, where people can go on these mad witch hunts and figure out the details. You know, they were like, she said you did, so you must have.
So it was nonsense. And then also touch test. So the touch test is if an afflicted person who is under a bewitching stopped convulsing when the accused touched them, it was taken as proof of witchcraft. So if you had one of those girls in the courtroom like throwing a fit, and they brought over the witch to touch them, and the girl stopped throwing a fit, guilty. Hello?
Well, wasn't there a thing about floating as well?
The swimming test.
The swim test.
So the swimming test is, though less documented in Salem than in Europe, it did happen in Salem, but it was more prevalent in Europe. It was the belief that witches would float while the innocent would sink. So what they would do is they would take the accused witch and tie stones to them and throw them in a body of water. And if the accused rose to the top, they were a witch and they would die. But if they sank to the bottom, they would be considered innocent, but they would drown. So literally it was, you drown or you get hung. But of course everyone drowned, because not everyone drowned. Some people were saved if like they sunk and they got to them quick enough, but it was this made up thing. So that's where all, like, if you've seen images of like people getting dunked underwater, like there's like these medieval looking devices of people getting dunked underwater. It's the swim test. Absolutely insane. And another one that isn't on my list here, but that I remember, is they were humiliated because there was this book that was written in, like, gosh, the early, late 1400s, like 1500s, that some dude wrote it and was like, this is how you detect a witch. Hey, figured it out. Crack the code. I can tell you all about demons and witches. How do I know? I just know. And that became like the Bible, and this like ghost hunting. We saw the book today, but anyways, there's a book that guided these judges into like detecting what a witch was. And one of them was the witch mark. So what they would do is they would strip these poor ladies, which, by the way, like during this time, like modesty was everything. Modesty, like everyone was super.
Yeah, they had their shoulders covered. Yes, they had their knees covered. They had their. Deal. There was no piggies walking around in Salem.
No ass cracks in the Denver airport. Mm-mm, absolutely mm-mm. not. So there.
No asses out on the broomstick.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. So modesty was very important to them. But these poor people would be like stripped and searched, like violently searched all over their bodies to detect any like moles, birthmarks, like anything. And if you had like a freckle, like a strange freckle on your back, they'd be like, oh, witch mark, guilty. And they would do this in a huge courtroom of people. So like you'll see there's some like art pieces, historical art pieces of like these poor young girls, like their dignity is being stripped from them. And then they're found guilty for having a freckle and then they're hung. It's absolutely, it's horrible. So.
It's also insane if you think of 1692 to 2025, because now it's kind of like a sought after thing. People want to be friends with the witches, and all the witches of TikTok want to pull their tarot cards and say, your boyfriend's going to come back if you do the spell and you put the cinnamon under your pillow and blah, 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 blah. People will pay now. There's shops, there's billboards, there's all of the above.
The last piece of information that I found out today that I would like the record to show, because I didn't really think of it. I said that one intentionally. Yeah, we've realized that "let the record show" might be an unintentional catchphrase, so I'm trying to break the habit. Sorry about that. But
no, I think it's cute.
No, it's not.
Mine is "keep in mind."
Keep in mind. Or mine's essentially what's happening. Anyways, but witches, as we think of them today, are not what they were thought of back in the day. So when you hear witches today, I think society has come a long way into being more accepting of spirituality, or like you were mentioning, like Etsy witch on TikTok,
psychics, tarot readers,
yes. Like the
intuitive individuals, mediums, all of the above.
That's all much more accepted today. And so when we hear witch, we might not think of anything negative. But a witch back in the day, back in the times of Salem and the Puritans, and when this all went down, a witch was an individual who sold their soul to the devil and was a puppeteer of the devil. So they believed that Satan himself was in cahoots with the witch, and that all the bad things happening wherever they were because of the witch's doing. So they believed witches were the cause of diseases or changes in weather or bad crop seasons and children dying. That was like a huge thing. It's like, oh, if a child died for no reason, a witch must have done something. So for these highly, highly religious people, which the Puritans were, a witch to them was the equivalent of as if like the devil was standing in front of you.
Well, now that's just your everyday celebrity.
I know that's right.
And you don't see them getting pressed.
I know that's right. But yeah,
that's just your A-list YouTuber. About 1600 Vine.
Oh my God.
Just a theory, not a fact.
Just a theory. So
you don't see them getting trialed.
Where's the witch hunt for them? Where's the witch hunt for 1600 Vine? I want to know. But anyways, so I thought that was important, because when I hear witch, I'm like, I feel like I know a couple people who identify as witches.
Oh, I 100% do too. Especially after Wicked, it is an epidemic. Everyone wants to be a witch.
Everyone thinks they're a witch. Their own Etsy
and they're
witch.
All going to tell you that they can tell your fortune. And you all know how I feel about that. Don't tell Amen. Me my fortune. I don't want to know. Unless it's good, then maybe tell me.
Yeah. Tell me if it's something I want to hear. And if it's something I don't want to hear, don't tell me.
If you're going to tell me that I'm going to marry a billionaire, fine. But if you're going to tell me I'm going to die of a terminal illness by 30, leave it, keep it to yourself.
Keep it to yourself. But yeah.
Well, I think I found this. I wanted to share a story because I really wanted to do a few like little spooky stories because this feels like, you know, a little nighttime spooky set the mood October pod. So I found a story in the trenches of Reddit, you guys. And ew. I was looking about, you know, people's experience with witches or when people cast a spell on people and they don't know it, because Brooke and I were talking about it today because they sell, you know, voodoo dolls at the gift shop. You can buy a voodoo doll on Etsy and get it customized to your target individual. You never know.
I walked into a store today by accident. They were selling love potions in a mini fridge. What do you mean?
No.
What do you mean?
I think that has to be the top seller because all the girls want to know. They're like, is Chad going to come back to me? Is he going to text me? Do you see those ones on TikTok that are like, if you like this video, he'll come back by tonight. If you just have to claim it.
TikTok knows better. TikTok knows better than to put that shit on my for you page.
I'm like, really?
I would be the fun police so fast. I'd be like, get this out. Absolutely not.
No, they're always so viral because there's like 40,000 comments of people being like, I claim this. And I'm like, ah.
Ew.
I just wanted to read one spooky story about a witch.
Oh my God.
All right. Are we ready? Are we also locked in?
Can I thank the people for listening to my rants about history?
That was such a fun session of bedtime history with Brooke. We have to work on the acronym.
Yeah, if you guys have an acronym for when I go on my weird little history tangents, you let me know. Yeah. Morgan,
can we give Brooke's side niches a name? And we get her a theme song.
Ooh. You guys, I'm sorry. I don't know why I'm this way, but thank you for listening and humoring me.
Brooke, we all learned so much from you, including me, who grew up as an uncultured stalk of corn.
Morgan thank always you. Gives me, every time we travel somewhere, she gives me one museum that we get to go to. And it's the nicest thing she's ever done. She's learned. I get so excited. She goes, okay, which one are you going to pick? This time it was the Salem witch one.
Today, Brooke started listing off like more museums and I was thinking in my head, we've already been to one today. We got to wait until tomorrow.
I hit my quota.
We've met our quota for the day.
I hit my quota.
I do really enjoy the witchy ones. I get lost in the art museums and the history ones, but the witch one, I'm interested.
I took her to the Chicago Art Museum one time. She looked at me and she said, never do this again. I said, okay, thanks for trying it. And thanks for trying it. I appreciate you.
All right.
Oh my God.
This is written by a man.
Ew.
Which
what?
I always find men writing in their stories very interesting because you know how something has to be so shocking and so polarizing for a straight man to sit down, full keyboard out, and write a damn story about a witch. Okay?
Oh God, okay.
All right. So my ex-girlfriend was a witch, like an actual practicing witch. One night, she asked me to come with her to this ritual she was doing for one of her clients. It was late, approximately midnight, and we ended up in this creepy spot where this old railway crossed this half-abandoned road, the kind of place that already gives you bad vibes before anything even happens.
Okay.
The scene is set.
A ritual.
So she and her client were off about 50 meters away doing their thing, and I was just chilling in the van, watching from a distance, keeping an eye out, you know? Very, very nice boyfriend.
It sounds like Jacob.
Mm-hmm. At first, everything seemed fine. But then out of nowhere, I heard this scream. And when I say scream, I mean it was guttural. Like nothing I've ever heard before. It made my blood run cold. Okay.
Ew.
I jumped out of the van and that's when I saw them. My ex was sprinting toward me, dragging the client behind her, and the client, holy shit, she looked possessed. Her face was all twisted and her body was moving in this jerky, unnatural way, like she had no control over herself.
Ew, that's giving me a chill.
My ex screamed at me to get in the van and drive to the church nearby. Apparently,
I have a chill down my actual spine.
No, it's crazy. And things like this, I would read and be like, sure, John. But for some reason, I believe him.
Ew.
My ex screamed at me to get in the van and drive to this church nearby. Apparently, she knew it had a 24-hour chapel with holy water. I didn't even think about it. I just floored it. When we got there, she started saying some stuff I didn't understand and splashed the holy water on the client. And just like that, boom, she snapped out of it, like flipping a switch. One second, she was this possessed nightmare. And the next, she was just her again, freaked out and confused, but she was normal again. After we dropped her off at home, my ex admitted that she'd never seen anything like that before, and honestly, neither had I. They never spoke again after that, and I don't blame them. To this day, I still have no clue what we saw that night, but it was real, way too real. This was so insane, it made me question everything, like literally everything. And this is why, kids, I have a line, and it is a very bold line that I will never cross. I don't do spells. I don't do Ouija boards. Mm-mm. I don't talk to the D word in conversational settings because there is a line that's funny and silly and we're having a good time and we're looking for ghosties. And there is a line where you're summoning some weird shit into your life.
No, I'm a firm believer.
Way too many Ouija boards in this town for me, I will say that.
I have seen so much good in the world to be foolish enough to not believe in the evil, because you cannot have one without the other. And I think where there is extreme good, there is extreme bad. And I think that sometimes, and Morgan and I talked about it today, but there are some people who get very arrogant with how much control they think they have over what they're meddling with until they realize really quickly and get humbled really quickly in the understanding that you're not in control of the spiritual world. You're not. You were at its mercy. And if you think you're in control, it's because something wants you to think you're in control, because you're not. You're not.
It's the same thing about the worms. And I know I've already told everyone the worm story a million times. Have I ever told you my worm rant? The theory about the worms?
No.
Oh my gosh. Everyone who watches Shane's podcast is going to roll their eyes and be like, she's already gone down this rabbit hole. Basically, if you think of a worm, right? A worm has two senses. They can feel and they can taste. So basically their whole purpose is to live in the dirt, and they can feel where they're slithering around in the dirt, and they can eat, because you have to eat to survive. Worm, two senses. Us as humans, we have five senses. Okay. When the worms are swiveling around in the dirt, they have no idea that there are any other entities in this life that has more sense than they do. They don't know that there's people walking around them. They can't see us. They can't hear us. They have no effing idea that anything exists outside of the dirt, because they only have two senses, and you can only comprehend these senses that you have. They can't even comprehend that there's an entity in this world that has more senses than they do, right? So if we picked up a worm from the middle of the dirt and just chucked it, they would have no effing clue. They would lose their ever loving mind and be like, oh my God, something catastrophic just happened. And in their own little worm way, they would make sense of it however they could. But to us, it's like, we're people. We just picked up the worm and chucked it. So the theory behind the whole story is we only have five senses, so we can only comprehend the five senses that we have. Anything that has more senses than us, we could just be worms in the dirt, and there could be something looking right at us and we would have no idea, because we only have five senses. And that made me spiral for months and months and months and months. And you think, you know, a worm thinks that they are in control of themselves. They are in control of their own world. They know everything there is to know about the worm world. We think we're in control. We think we know everything there is to know about outer space and the planets and blah, 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 blah. There could be something right in front of our faces, and we just simply can't see it because we don't have the senses to do such.
Ew.
Yeah. Ew.
Which leads me to something I want to talk about.
Okay.
So you mentioned the Ouija boards.
Ew, I hate them so much. I hate them. I hate them. I hate them.
And I told you,
I'm afraid of them, actually. I won't even look at it. I told
you today that I was super afraid of them as well, and that I would never use them, and that I'd like take them very seriously.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But that was a lie. I've used one. One time.
You haven't.
One time.
You lied to me.
And I want to share.
In the torture device. She will be punished for this.
The pillory. I want to share with you the story.
But you did not.
Of the one time I used a Ouija board. I want to share it with you. Are you ready for this story?
I'm floored right now.
Yeah.
I've never heard this.
Okay.
No, we were even at the gift shop and Brooke was like, do you see there's a collection of Ouija boards back there? I said, I saw. I'm choosing to ignore.
Mm-hmm. I know. I mean, I take this stuff. Y'all, I take it so seriously. Like every time that we have gone to bed in a haunted location, I out loud pray for us because I take it so seriously.
Her mom gave us protection bracelets.
Yes. Like we are not messing around on Pottoween 2025. But
just wait till 2026. Though.
Yeah. Morgan keeps saying, wait till I cook. Wait till I have time to cook.
Wait till I have time to plan something fun.
Get this girl out of the kitchen. But I have used a Ouija board one time, and I'd like to share with you the story of how I ended up doing the one thing I swore I would never do.
I'm so scared right now, Brooke. I did not know this about you.
Okay.
I know my friend very well. I did not see this coming.
So the year is 2014. I am a junior in high school. I'm a junior in high school. And at the time, if this surprises any one of you, I need y'all to really sit with yourself. I was a theater kid. Holy shit. I was a theater kid, but I also, more than a theater kid, I did a lot of acting and I was always into music. That was always something I did. And when I was younger, I was with an agency in Chicago that would book me for various things. So I was in like a couple like short films, some commercials, like I did all of that stuff when I was younger. And I hadn't gotten a gig in like probably like 8 months. Like I was kind of aging out of like the young kind of adults or young kid stuff and whatever. But I'm driving home from school one day. This is in like October 2014 or like September-ish. And I get a call from my agent and I'm like, oh my God, it's happening. I never get calls from you. Hey,
the big break is coming.
Literally. They go, hi, Brooke. Have you heard of the movie Ouija that's coming out in theaters in October? And I was like, yes, I've heard of the movie Ouija coming out in a couple months. I am obsessed with horror movies. I can't wait to see it. It was this movie. Do you remember this?
Mm-hmm.
This? Okay. Mm-hmm. 2014. Banger. Like the guy who made Insidious was making it. It was a big deal. She goes, are you familiar? This is the funniest lore about me. You have no idea. She says, are you familiar with YouTube? I go, boy, am I familiar with YouTube. It's all I fucking watch. Like, yeah, of course I'm familiar with YouTube. She goes, so
don't ask ridiculous questions.
Yeah, please. Of course I'm familiar with YouTube. And she says, we have a job for you. Two people have already said no to it because it involves something like kind of spooky. But if you're interested, it is working with a couple YouTubers on a promotion for the movie Ouija.
Oh.
And I thought about it.
They saw the ghoul photo of Brooke and they said, we know just the girl.
I thought of it for 4 seconds and I was like, of course I'll do it. So fast forward, like it was literally like that weekend. So my instructions were, I didn't know who I was going to be working with. I didn't know anything about anything until I showed up at the location. And the location for where this was being held was a warehouse kind of outside of Chicago.
And I can't believe this was in Chicago, yes, of all places.
So my stage dad, best stage dad in the world, piles me into the car and drives me to this warehouse where he knows he's just going to be like keeping watch. Because what this is it's at a haunted house. The gig is at a haunted house and there are so many girls lined up. Like one effing direction is inside those doors right now. Like I'm talking preteens and teens like foaming at the mouth. I'm thinking, who the hell?
They didn't tell you who you were working with?
No, I said, who the hell is behind these doors? Who is this? What is happening? So I show up and the
YouTuber is thinking that they're so prestigious and A-list.
Oh, and bet you, I promise you, during 2014, when you hear the names I'm about to drop, you'll understand why. So I show up and the casting director's there. She's like, oh, Brooke, thank God you're here. Like, here's the deal. We have been working with famous YouTuber Kian Lolly, JC Kalin, and Ricky Dillon of O2L.
Could they not find anyone. They had to like reach out to an agent to get a girl in there.
So I'll tell you why I needed to be there. Basically, here's the gist. And if anyone remembers this video, I'm going to cry laugh because this is something. It's like the funniest. It is so niche. In 2014, they did a 2-part video series. The O2L boys did, specifically JC. It was JC, Ricky, and Kian specifically, but it was on the O2L channel. And the gist of it was that they were playing with a Ouija board and Kian goes missing. And there's like a two to three part YouTube video series where they are like trying to use the Ouija board to like contact Kian in the afterlife to like find out where he went missing.
Oh.
And it was coming out over the course of like the month. And like the grand finale was that the place that Kian was going to be was in Chicago at this warehouse. And that's where he was going to be. So that was the last video that came out. So everyone,
this is a well thought out thing.
Yes. Oh, there was production. Yes. Because basically all of the fans lined up after seeing that latest video and were waiting to find out if Kian was going to be found here. But it was a partnership for the Ouija movie. So picture this. Not only did I know every single one of them, every one of them, I had the biggest crush on Kian, who didn't. And I'm like, you're meaning to tell me that 16-year-old Brooke Berry gets to hang out and like do, I was sad. But here was
you get to be on the Ouija board.
Oh, but you get here to be was on the DJ. Kicker. So they described to me what I'm supposed to do. I was the plant to move the planchette Ouija board for the video. So they brought in all these fans. They picked out like 4 fans from the audience and brought them into this like the scariest room in the haunted house that's like full of like demonic, crazy stuff on the walls to use a Ouija board to contact Kian. And I had to secretly be the one, the actress, moving the planchette to like say the word that it needed to say to like
wait, solve how did the you mystery. Even do that? Was your hand in it?
Yes. So we all put our hands on the planchettes, and it felt for everyone else like it was moving on its own, but I was the one pushing.
You had your finger pressed down a little further.
So I was the one pushing.
You were the woman behind the show.
Even Ricky and JC didn't know that I was pushing it. So they were like kind of spooked. They're like, anyways, so here's how it went. They tell me what my gist is going to be, and I start panicking because I am a firm believer that you don't mess with this kind of stuff. A, B, you would never catch me dead using a Ouija board. And C, what do you mean there are actual satanic, literally, I'm not joking, they found like satanic rituals on the internet and blew them up and taped them on the walls. So like this was quote unquote could have been real. Hello? I'm scared out of my mind.
I've never seen these videos. Are they still up?
Oh yeah, I checked. They're still up. So I'm scared out of my mind, but I'm like, okay, I'm here. I have a job to do. Like I have to do this. So before I left, because my mom knew I was going to be doing something spooky, she gave me this jade ring. And allegedly jade is very good at warding off like negative energies and keeping you safe. And this was a jade ring blessed by a monk in Tibet. And she goes, wear this. My chubby 16-year-old fingers, it barely fit. I shoved that thing on there. And in the video, you can see this ring, and I haven't worn it since. But when we started doing Potoween,
oh, you had to whip it back out.
So if you look in the other Potoween videos, I've been wearing this because. Anyways, so here's how the story ends. We get in this room. Oh, they tell me what's going on. I guess at the time, I didn't know this. I guess at the time, Kian's girlfriend, whoever he was dating at the time in 2014, was blonde. And kind of maybe resembled me a little bit. I don't really know. Maybe from far away. Because they all start, all the fans, they're like leading me backstage, trying to like sneak me into like where we're going to film this.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
All these fans are like,
listen up. Huh? That means you. Yes, you. We know you're pointing at yourself. When it comes to Paddy Power games, we've got a place made for all sorts. From the experts to the drama queens.
It's me, the GC.
The finance bros.
Look at those stocks, lads.
We'll stick with slots. It's what we're good at. And not forgetting you. Yes, you, the one listening. Because at Paddy Power Games,
we've got all sorts of games for all sorts of treacles.
Eligibility rules and terms and conditions apply. Please gamble responsibly. 18+, gambleaware.org.
Oh my God, it's Kian's girlfriend. Oh my God.
Oh.
I was like, this cannot be happening. Like, I was actually dying inside. So we filmed the video.
The preteens of America shaking in their actual Crocs.
I actually cry laughing when I see these pictures. So yeah, so this was the filming. The wall says, welcome to hell. Okay.
Oh.
This was me.
They didn't tell you who you were working with. They didn't tell you what the job was. They just said,
they said show up. And then they told me when I was there. That's me. Oh. 16. Like outside, like the press thing, okay? But this is the best photo.
Did your dad take that?
Yes, of course he did. And this is the Ouija board that I had to use for the shoot.
Ew.
But here's the grand finale. You're not going to believe this photo. As long as you live, you're not going to believe this photo.
The black skinny jeans, the two tank tops, the tank top under the tank top.
It's 2014 magic.
I need to know, Brooke, and I think what the internet is dying to know is how much did O2L pay you for a job such as this?
Oh, I think I maybe got paid $500. Maybe.
Honestly, that's more than I thought.
But the video,
to be a moving hand, I thought it would be,
dude,
maybe $50,
video
maybe 25 at
got
the most.
1.7 million views.
We found
10 years
Kian.
Ago. Yeah.
But that's my crazy story.
I can't believe people lined up for that.
Oh,
actually, I can believe it.
Hundreds
in 2014.
Of people. And then there was like a meet and greet after. So there's a video I'm not showing you.
They're
it's
probably
so
all
humiliating.
Crying. It's kind of like when Nick Jonas had diabetes. Everyone thought that Kian was actually gone and they actually brought him back from hell.
At the very end, there was like a meet and greet. And there's a video that my dad took of me. It's literally in here, but I'm not showing it to you because it's so humiliating, of me meeting the O2L guys. And they're like, thanks for your help. And I'm like, thank you, Ricky Dillon. Ricky Dillon, you're welcome. Anytime, Ricky Dillon. I'm like as tall as JC, Kalen. And he's like putting his arm around me. And I thought I was like a princess. I was like, wow.
You're like, I'm a part of the cast. Thanks.
I'm like, wow, you're welcome, guys.
Is there catering on set or what? You become an actual diva.
Literal
a diva.
A diva
is born on the set of O2L
but
going
to
hell.
That's the one. That's the time I used a Ouija board. That's some niche 2014 YouTube lore for you guys.
If you saw the hand and you thought, damn, that's a sexy hand.
Literally,
I need that hand in my life.
I remember
that hand is meant to be on a Potoween podcast in about 10 years from now. You would have been correct. And maybe you should see if you're a witch because you might be a psychic.
That's the hand. Y'all thought it didn't happen.
Oh my God. You thought this was Brooke's first YouTube outbreak. I thought the same. We all learn something new every day. No, she was a star. She was an O2Ler. Oh, you had a side part too.
Hell yeah. Didn't we all have side parts?
Well, mine was very bad, but yes, we did.
We all had
yours
parts.
Was better than mine. Mine was over to my ear. It was so bad.
Morgan's was very extreme.
But yeah.
Isn't that a weird story?
That is a great story. I can't believe you've kept this from me all this time.
Surprise.
And the Ouija board, did you ever feel it actually move? Did you disassociate?
You're disassociated. Like, mm-hmm. I just remember going home being like, okay, let's pretend like that didn't happen. Cause I really, really was scared.
I think what was so scary is there was like pentagrams on the walls and the wall said, welcome to hell. I'm like, Oh my God. What if I don't want to be here?
That's a little much for like a boy group of YouTube.
It was a lot.
A talent was born that
Thanks,
day.
Thanks, Trevi.
No, I thought we would go back to a little Halloween fun.
Okay.
A little spooky dookie because is that, oh no, that's like, I'm embarrassed.
That's what you had of the Stanley.
No. That's what you had of the Stanley.
That's like saying okie dokie.
Okie dokie, artichokey.
Stop it.
I liked it.
I was writing stuff about Boston too. I forgot about that.
Maybe we'll save that. Scary.
What I did want to say before I get into my Halloween, am I the asshole?
You have a Halloween am I the asshole?
I do. I've been saving it. I had to go searching for it because I saved it weeks ago. But I just want you to know, not all of Boston is bad. We've met a lot of people that weren't the nicest. They haven't been the most warm and welcoming to us, but we did have an Uber driver last night. And as soon as he saw us walking down from our haunted little spooky themed room, two white girls from middle America, he said, I know exactly what these girls need. He put on Taylor Swift All Too Well 10-minute version.
He did. Like, intentionally went out of his way, pulled out his little Spotify and searched Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift. And he clicked it. And Morgan literally texts me. She goes, I feel so seen.
No, he did that for us. He did that for us.
It was intentional.
Anyway, my parents, Brooke, I wish you would have been able to see it, because I think if you loved my mom now, if you saw how decked out she used to go for Halloween for trick-or-treaters to come to our neighborhood, you would be...
That's my girl.
They would be attached to the... they would be attached. They'd be like, Morgan, you were a great addition to this, but Brooke and Vicky are forming their own alliance.
I love
her. They had smoke machines. They had inflatables. Mm-hmm. They had a radio.
I know, that's right.
They had sound effects and graphics and things being projected onto the house. My parents loved Halloween for whatever reason it was. So I always loved like having the trick-or-treaters come to the door. This was our original podcast idea, as would we just read Am I the Assholes all day long and weigh in. So I thought we would circle back to our roots.
Oh, I think once Potoween is done, we have to.
We have to go back to that.
I have so many saved, but none of mine are Halloween related.
No, this one's a theme. What? And then we'll get to the spooky, eerie, torturous stuff of the world.
Yeah.
All right. I'm not going to read the title because it really gives a lot away. Please read in whole before making assumptions. All right.
No promises.
My long distance boyfriend. I'm a female, obviously.
Oh, okay.
Okay. What do you?
All right.
Have you never heard of the gays?
All right.
Have you never heard of the LGBTQIA+?
All right.
I'm offended for them.
We're pissed already.
They go, don't make an opinion till the end. All right.
I only got one sentence promises. Bitch.
Witch.
Long distance boyfriend was over at my house over the past weekend through yesterday. We had planned to center our time together around Halloween. As we'd been doing things together the whole night, we had already decided not to let trick-or-treaters knock on the door, nor did we put out a bowl of candy.
Why, though? You're a Halloween Scrooge.
It was my boyfriend's idea to put out a piece of paper on the front door saying, "Keep out," which later evolved to all caps, "Stay away." And ultimately, we decided on "fuck off," spelled out in full, F-U-C-K, off.
What?
All of our lights and porch lights would be off, so nobody would see it anyway.
Ew, what is wrong with
it? It was just good
people
to know that it's there. All right.
I don't like these people.
Around 8:30 or so, while we were watching a disgusting yet sensual film, we heard a loud banging on the door. I took my time, put on a bathrobe. You're so generous. But heard something like, "You'd better get out here," and more banging. So I rushed out. A woman on the younger side of old.
All right.
On the younger side of old. I don't care what you did. You're an asshole.
Okay.
Dressed in that one T-Rex costume, was standing there with a flashlight and three or five kids behind her. Before proceeding to tear me to pieces, she yelled at the kids to stay back because apparently I wasn't dressed. But I had on a bathrobe.
Dressed. You were in a bathrobe.
This stranger scolded me for luring her kids to my house only to teach them a word that they shouldn't know. I was very weirded out by this and even more confused when she still asked for candy. I said we didn't have any and she said, "Good." She stood at my door for several seconds without saying anything, so I asked her to leave with her kids, after which she told me that she was waiting for me to remove the hateful sign on my door. She also corrected me that they were her kids, like they were her grandkids. Okay. So I walked out onto the porch, took the piece of paper off the door, threw it away in the trash can 2 feet away and planned to shut the door, but they were still there. I asked why, and she said they were still waiting for candy. So I slammed the door. Everything that day had gone all wrong and been trampled on and lost and thrown away. Her trying to play the victim.
Yeah, what? What were you thinking?
Got to the hallway, well on my way to my lovin' bed. But before I got to my room, he told me to keep my bathrobe on because the old woman was apparently walking around our house. He saw her through the window. I don't know what happened, but the whole thing was weird and creepy. Am I the asshole or is this woman ridiculous? Nobody carries a flashlight to a house that obviously doesn't have candy, right? Listen, the woman was fighting for her kids' right to have free candy on Halloween, and I respect that. Listen, more than you'll ever know.
Both parties?
A little bit questionable.
Well, listen, the grandma was a little excessive. Mm-hmm. But if you think for a moment that putting a profanity on your door when kids are trick-or-treating and you think that that is appropriate, you are insane. That might be the most insane. You're a witch. You're a Scrooge. And
the
you have
Grinch
no,
of Halloween, if you will.
Yes, you have no spooky spirit. What is wrong with you?
And also, Brooke and I both talked about today how sad we are that nobody comes to our house on Halloween. I would love nothing more. Yeah. I would get full-size candy bars.
My husband and I, we moved into a house and we're so excited. It was like, it's in a cute little neighborhood. And I thought for sure I was going to get trick-or-treaters last year. So I got all dressed up and I got all my candy ready. And I sat outside and I was so
heart-wrenching.
I was so excited for my trick-or-treaters. And I decorated and no one came because we're right next to like the really bougie neighborhood. And so all the kids go there. And I don't blame them. I would do the same if I was, you know, 10 and in that era. But I really, the day I get trick-or-treaters will be the best day of my life. I can't wait. I can't wait.
I know. I can't wait either. And I get none. I'm going to go to my parents' house and hope that I get some. But yeah, that'd be like going to a Christmas party and saying, did you tell your kids yet that the S word doesn't exist? It's cruel. It's unusual.
It's really weird behavior. Mm-hmm. It's really weird behavior.
And also, there are so few things throughout the year that people get really amped up about and really excited about. And it can be a community thing of, oh my God, this is just simply fun. This is all for the love of fun.
The love of the game.
This is all for everyone to have a good time. This is all for everyone to have good memories and sweet childhood times with their neighborhood friends and their cousins and their brothers and their sisters. And they only get it until they're what, 10, 11 at the most?
It's for kids. Everyone knows that trick-or-treating is for kids. So all you're doing is like
bullying kids. Yeah, you are being weird, mean, scary
about kids
to kids, which makes you a bad person. Not even an asshole. You're not just an asshole. You're a bad person. Sorry.
You're not an asshole. You're just a witch.
If I saw your asshole out at the Denver airport, I would report you because you are the asshole. You don't even have to pull your pants down for me to know that. I'm mad.
I'm pissed.
I knew you would be because let the trick-or-treaters trick-or-treat, damn it.
Oh, I will protect the trick-or-treaters with my very life. I would lay my life down for a trick-or-treater.
I would too. I would hit someone with my
car.
Imagine
when we have kids and we get to go trick-or-treating with them. And we can wear these hats.
No, we bought these hats at the Stanley and we're like, imagine when we have kids and we can take the trick-or-treating. We'll wear our witch hats and our capes.
This is such a mom like trick-or-treating outfit.
Oh, this is like suburb mom chic for sure.
Okay, I'm really excited now.
And we'll bring our jelly cats. My mom not that I look at my phone while we podcast, but while I was reading that, my mom said, I haven't heard from you guys today. How was your night? What's happening?
Was it in the group chat?
Yeah.
No. Vicky started a group chat and I started crying about it. I was really emotional. It was yesterday. And I sent Vicky, this is my favorite thing. I send Vicky pictures of cool birds that I see because Vicky's really into birds. And whenever I see a cool bird, I send it to Vicky.
And she loves it. She'll be like, Morgan, guess what? Brooke texted me. And she thinks it's like the greatest honor that she's ever been able to receive in her adult life. Your friend Brooke texted me. She showed me a picture of a crane.
A crane.
Can you believe it was in her yard? I'm like, Mom.
She is precious. Anyways, I'm protecting Vicky and the trick-or-treaters. I'm really, really excited for what I'm about to show Miss Adams.
Oh, so gosh.
When we started talking about Potoween and everything that we wanted to do, as we've established, I am chronically online. I'm chronically online. I've never touched grass in my life, and I spend way too much time on TikTok, and I know way too many weird things. And one of those things is I am on paranormal TikTok quite often. And I saved two things that I saw on paranormal. We have Roku City playing behind us.
Yeah. Are we going to be able to airplay this for us?
Roku City is really elaborate right now. Anyways, so I saved two things in particular that I found on TikTok. One of them is a photo.
Okay.
And one of them is a video.
Okay.
And the video happens to be about the case that happened in Colorado that you're really passionate about. The one with the dad.
Chris Watts.
Yes. It has to do with that.
F you, Chris Watts.
Yeah. Morgan is very...
Put him in the punishment thing.
Morgan is very passionate about that case.
Oh my gosh. I remember following it live when it happened before the Netflix documentary came out because my mom and I were so floored. It's just also insane that things like this happen. People that look so effing normal. He goes to the Lazy Dog. Guess where we go? The Lazy Dog. Where do normal people go? The Lazy Dog. The fact that a serial killer, not a serial killer, the fact that a family murderer is out at the Lazy Dog on a Wednesday night, it could be terrible. Anyone. It really makes you question things when it happens close to you.
The paranormal video that I have to show you has to do with that case, but I want to start with the photo.
Okay, can you airplay it to the Roku?
Let me know when you find it.
Once you see it. Is it the girl with the bow?
No.
It's not her?
Do you see the face?
Oh my God. Oh my God. I was looking at the little red bow. Oh my God. That just gave me... I was looking over here at this little red bow and I was thinking, wow, that's very Angie coded of her just plopping with the hair. Oh... Is that real?
So it's a photo that a group of hikers took in like Spain.
This is what you get for going hiking. Stay indoors.
Yeah, they like took this group photo and they get home and that's just in the photo.
Do you think it was someone that drowned in the river or something? Oh, ew.
I don't know what it is, but that when I was, picture me minding my business, just scrolling on TikTok late at night. When I saw that photo, I about threw up. Isn't that so eerie?
Is too much. This is why I don't go outside.
Well, and you know what I would also love to go over one more time since we're on the topic of haunted photos? Can we get into the Stanley photos that we got after we left? So we're on the tour.
Way too much. And they are so secretive at the Stanley. They're about so everything and anything. They are like, we can't tell you that this place is haunted, but we can show you a million different photos that prove that it is. But don't tell anyone and don't record it and you can't say anything about it.
But we're on the ghost tour and we're in the tunnels and our tour guide showed us two of the most terrifying images I have ever seen in my life.
We're talking full facial formations.
It is
eyeballs staring at you, seeing the flash, being like, "Oh, that's funny. I want to
full body apparitions.
Want to play with us?
It no, is so terrifying.
I don't.
Come on, bro.
It is
haunting.
Why do they always have black hair and why do they always have bangs?
Come on, dude.
No, the images circle. This is what was so weird about the Stanley is they just don't want to tell you anything. They want to say this happened to someone, but it could be explained. We're sure. And we can't tell you that it was true. And you can't take audio. You can't take video. And you most definitely can't share anything about this
place.
I think
what's distressing, and it's similar to how I feel about Salem, the history of the Stanley itself isn't negative. But I think the crowd of people that it draws opens the doors to negative things coming in.
Yes.
Like the Ouija boards or even Salem. Like we were talking, like imagine what the Salem police force has seen. Like in terms of the middle of the night
at that park
that
across from the Witch Museum.
Yes.
No, people are doing crazy shit at the Stanley. There's that circle table where they go together.
The seance.
Yes, there's the seance where they go together to play with the Ouija board like a bunch of crazy people.
No.
No, some weird things have been summoned there. But yeah, those are maybe the most
insane photos.
Well, if
Morgan gives
photos.
You a little treat, maybe she'll insert them. But if she doesn't,
I
don't
want to get sued. I don't want the Stanley to sue me. They have budget. I can tell by their landscaping.
Wow. We'll do some digging. If we can show you, we'll show you. But it is the creepiest shit I've ever seen. But back to Chris Watts.
They left so much out of the Netflix documentary. If you go back and watch him confessing to everything and him being, I don't know,
being a freak,
the full body cameras from the police, the body cams that the police were wearing. Oh my God, there is some crazy shit that happens on those cameras that they did not put in the documentary.
Also, the airplay on this thing, it has like all of them, and one of them is room 238 clown TV.
Oh, this is, Morgan, this is going to freak you out.
Isn't he in a max security prison somewhere?
I have no idea where they put him to rot, but I hope he's rotting
he's
wherever
rotting
he is.
He's rotting for sure.
No, so, oh, I can't wait for you to see this.
Rest in peace, Shanann, Bella, Celeste, and Nico.
You know all their names? That's really nice.
I watched so many podcasts and videos and court cases about this thing.
Everyone lock in. Story time.
In the paranormal, the first thing I'll usually ask them is what they think about the footage from inside the Watts family home right after Chris Watts murdered his wife and his children. Because I've seen a lot of paranormal footage that can easily be debunked, but I have never seen anybody be able to debunk these. And before I show you these, at first I thought that it wasn't fair that Chris Watts got life in prison rather than the death penalty. But after I found out that he is being haunted by his wife and his children that he murdered, 100%. That is absolutely the punishment that he
deserved. I know
deserved.
That's right.
Last year, he even came out and said that he's been seeing the spirits of his dead children in his cell. He is absolutely being haunted, and I love that for him.
Yes.
This is police footage.
Sounded like a kid toy.
It sort of sounds like it.
Something. There was a... I heard it.
Did you hear it?
I did.
Redeem your Ladbrokes on free bet spins or even cash in for real money. That's Ladisfaction from Ladbrokes. And for extra Ladisfaction, here's the T's and C's. Let's rock!
18 plus. Participate in selected promotions to get Ladbrokes. Redeem them for offers or rewards. Ladbrokes expire for T's and C's apply. Take time to think. Gamble away on Ladbrokes.
They say, go big or go home. But now you can go big at home with the Big Arch on delivery. That's right, the Big Arch is back and it's here to stay. Big Arch, for big McDonald's hunger. Order in the McDonald's app. Serve from 11 a.m. 18 plus. Service fee and small order fee may apply. Upcharges apply to delivery orders. Subject to availability, price and participation may vary.
So this is before they knew he did it.
Okay, that thing comes back, time's gonna start blowing up. Oh yeah.
down.
So have you seen also the video, I don't know if it showed it in this, of the commercial that showed on the TV during the body cam footage?
Yes, I have. And it's so effing scary when he's in the neighbor's house and it's like basically telling them like, oh my gosh, something happened to an unborn fetus, which is what she had in her stomach.
And it has to do with oil.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's insane.
It's so haunting. And what's crazy about that is that they were already gone and they knew that he was going to be there with the police officers. So in my opinion, that's them coming back to say, hello, we're not here anymore, but we're trying to tell you something bad mm-hmm. happened.
And I think I think it was mama protecting her babies even in death.
Yeah, but you would hope that she got to pass along, go up to heaven and just be happy in the afterlife. But if there is a world where she can be happy in the afterlife and still haunting his ass, I hope that she is making his life a living hell and screeching into his little eardrums right. all night, being like, what the hell did you do to your babies, you psychotic freak?
I know that's right. But yeah, there are some creepy videos on TikTok. Creepy.
No, that's haunting. That is so haunting. That house eventually sold. But I know they sold it for super cheap because there was one family that moved in. And I think you'll have to fact check me on this, but one family moved in and then it was too dark and too eerie for them. So they moved out. But then it was sitting on the market for the longest time. I mean, who would want to move in there until they made the price so cheap that someone was like, well, I'll risk it.
Dang.
And now the family that lives there claims that they have made peace with it and they're happy there and all the spirits are happy. But
wow. I can't even imagine.
So crazy. Sad, scary, spooky.
Speaking of sad, scary, and spooky, do we want to give a tiny bit of a sneak peek at where we're going next?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, it is getting late, you guys. Getting late and spooky. We're about to check into the Hawthorne Hotel and they are going to think, why are you two weirdos checking in at 10 p.m. on a Thursday?
I'm wearing my cape. I'm wearing my hat. I don't want to hear it from anyone.
I'm bringing mine for sure. <You're> not-
I'm wearing it. I also bought a parasol today, a black goth parasol. And Morgan goes, what are you gonna do with that? I said, what do you mean? I'm gonna walk around with it. She goes, in public? I go, yeah. And I did. And Morgan lets me be weird in public, and I really appreciate you for that.
You're welcome.
Do you like my parasol? Be honest.
I love it. I love that it makes you happy.
I've always wanted one.
Well, I said, what are you going to do with it? She's like, I go on walks.
Yeah.
And I was like, you're going to wear your Lululemon set mm-hmm. and you're going to go on a walk with it? Okay. Whatever makes you happy.
I'm very pale.
Whatever makes you feel sparkle inside, I support it.
Thanks.
And we are going to the Hawthorne Inn, which is one of the spookiest hotels in all of New England, perhaps. And we are taking all of our amateur ghost equipment. We have our spirit box, we have our REM pods, we have our frequency detectors. And honestly, I'm really excited. You'll have to watch the vlog to see what happens outside of this room, because this might be the most haunting room aesthetically that we have filmed in, but this is the most safe we have felt this entire month. There is not a single ghost here. It's aesthetics only, and I appreciate that.
I love it's so cozy. I can't even begin.
I know. I love it in this room. I would honestly rebrand my entire room to be like this.
We were talking earlier about themed bedrooms, and we were laughing about Trisha Paytas and her Beetlejuice room, and just thinking like, wow, this is really what she must have felt like sleeping in her favorite movie every day. And that's the level of joy I'm searching for,
with the character full size in the corner, yeah, just watching over you. And for some reason I did not feel spooked out at all by this man staring at me. I trust him.
Do you trust them?
Yeah, I do.
All right,
they're happy, they're together, they have friends in here. They're here with us.
One of them lost its head, but
oh my God, I cannot imagine the unspeakable things that have been done in this room. I checked in the man in the lobby was so funny. And I was making small talk with him. You know, I didn't let Brooke come in with me for the check-in process. And I was like, wow, it smells so good in here. He goes, thanks. It's my cologne.
Okay, sir.
And
okay,
I said, so what brings you to Salem? Are you from here? And he said, no, bad breakup. Oh, okay.
With an Etsy witch.
He wrote the Reddit post.
It's literally him. Oh gosh, you know what the Etsy post reminded me of? And we don't even need to go on this tangent, but I have to bring it up. Have you ever fallen down paramedic paranormal stories?
No, I have not.
It is one of the scariest rabbit holes, and I'm regretting not finding one. It is one of the scariest rabbit holes of all time. There's a video that I watched of, it's a female paramedic telling a story about how she one time in Louisiana, like out in the bayou, basically encountered a possessed woman, and they had to like take her in the ambulance. And she recounts this whole story. And she's like, you think that it's a unique situation, but like most paramedics know someone who at least knows someone who's experienced something to that effect. And it's a whole rabbit hole to go down. But I was thinking about that. Like,
well, they did touch on something similar to that in the museum about how they were kind of accusing that girl of being a witch because she went to the doctor and the doctor couldn't figure out what was wrong with her. And she was walking around on all fours, barking like a dog, doing kind of like mysterious things like that. And her parents were like, she must be either mental or ill. And the doctor was saying, nope, she's not mentally ill.
Have you ever heard the quan theory?
No.
So there's a theory that the whole mayhem around all of the witch hunts and all of the hysteria and all of that was caused by the specific mold that grew on the corn that year that caused hallucinogenic. It was LSD, basically. That because of the weather and because of all of these other agricultural phenomenons, basically, it was this perfect storm, and that there was all this mold on the corn, and that everyone was having mass hallucinations because of LSD. And that's why they were like, oh, the spirits and all of this stuff. And there was like historical evidence
to
back up.
Drugging themselves via the corn.
They had no idea. It was the corn. Possibly.
Oh, now that's an epidemic. Could you imagine the next pandemic? It's something like that where we're all drugged out of our minds, but we don't know what caused it.
Oh my God. A mass hysteria.
Mm-hmm.
I love to know about drama that has nothing to do with me. And I think that's why I like history. I'm like, oh my God, that's tea. That's tea that has nothing to do with me. And I love it.
I get that from reality TV. Mm. I'm a reality TVer. And I am so excited for the new Bachelorette. The new Bachelorette. Oh my God. Things are about to get so good. Everything is about to get so much good. Love is Blind, Denver, Netflix is coming out. Imagine the people of Denver being on a dating show. Oh my God.
There's
going to
be a lot
so
of
scared.
Bare feet.
So
There's
many
gonna
bare
be a
feet.
A lot of bare feet.
So many chacos. So many hiking dates. I already saw one girl that had a viral TikTok and she was saying, I work at a restaurant and they filmed Love is Blind here. And the man was absolutely out of his mind insane. I'm so excited. Love is Blind, Netflix, Bachelorette. Taylor Frankie Paul.
I've never seen a Bachelorette, but I will be watching. She's awesome to watch on TV.
Yeah. Secret Lives of Mormon Wives, new season coming out in November. Big Brother finale coming up this month. Oh my God. For the reality TV girls and gays, this is go time.
Someday,
and that is where I find my passion.
Oh, someday I'm going to get you on 90 Day Fiancé.
I don't know if I want to be on 90 Day Fiancé.
You never want to do anything fun.
Do I want to get married to a stranger? No.
No, oh, not on 90 Day Fiancé. No, not on 90 Day Fiancé. Watching 90 Day Fiancé.
Oh, I would watch. I was like, Brooke, you want me to marry a stranger? No.
I was like, no.
Ow,
my feelings. No,
I will totally watch it because that is right up my alley of passion.
Love it.
It's maybe sad how much I love reality TV, but it's what speaks to me and you got to follow what speaks to you. But the reason that I personally would never sign up for something like that, think of the mental state that a man who works at a bank would have to feel to be like, you know what? I don't care who I marry. Just send me someone and I'm going to agree to marry them blindly. It couldn't be me.
No.
It's amazing TV. Love to watch it.
If you got invited to go on The Bachelorette, would you be The Bachelorette?
Oh, hell yeah.
You would.
For the bit of it, that is so funny. Oh. That is so funny. I would love to be, I would even go on The Bachelor.
Really?
I would be one of the ladies. I would walk in with my little, but I think I'd be more interested in learning the lore behind how everything is filmed and are the producers actually as crazy as people say they are? And what's it, do they really keep you up all night and make you go crazy before they start filming? I would love to get down to the actual antics of what goes on behind the show. And that's the reason that I would do it.
Would you ever go on Love Island?
Hell no. Hell no. This body, this gurgling stomach bubble guts over here being filmed in a bikini 24 hours from every angle and you don't know what they're gonna pick. Hell to the no. Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't have the body yaddy yaddy for that one.
You know which one I think is the most X games of all of them? What do you know about Fuckboy Island?
Nothing. What is that?
Sloane Barry. It's her favorite. It's her favorite reality TV show.
I've never seen
You've
that.
You've never heard of Fuckboy Island?
No.
I believe it's on Netflix. And the premise of the show is that there's a bunch of guys who come on the and girls. It's like it's kind of like Love Island, except the goal is to figure out who are the self-proclaimed fuckboys and who are the nice guys. And
it is
the messiest show. It is so unbelievably messy that
I will be tuning into that.
It's so messy. It's so good though.
I love to watch the catastrophe of other people's dating lives.
Yeah. No, you would love Fuckboy Island.
I would do The Bachelor or Bachelorette. If you're looking for candidates, let me know. But any of them where you have to wear a swimsuit or agree to marry someone, I'm out. I want to be fully clothed.
Fully clothed and free of marital bonds.
Yeah, and that's where I draw the line. Same with the Ouija board. I have a line. I do have morals. I do have standards, and that's one of them. I will not be on a bikini on reality TV. But should we go to the Hawthorne?
I'm so scared. I just re-looked at where we're going and I reminded myself how spooky it is.
I think that we're gonna have the time of our lives. I really do.
Yeah, because we don't have to sleep there.
What could be better? We get to come back here, put on a little show, finish Hocus Pocus 2.
Yes.
I watched Hocus. This is the last thing I have to say. I watched Hocus Pocus for the in full because you know me, I always fall asleep before coming here because I just felt like I had to. And I will leave you. It was filmed here. Yeah. This is what I will leave you with on this dark and spooky night in Salem, Massachusetts. You bucktooth mop riding fireflies from hell. I hope you have a good night and I hope you enjoyed our most favorite location that we will ever go to.
I hope you had fun watching these witches talk about nonsense in the most glorious hotel room you've ever seen in your entire life.
When you see my room being remodeled into something like this, don't ask questions.
No, if you see us if you see us filming the podcast in two of these chairs every single week, I don't want a single question to be asked. Okay.
I've never felt more powerful than
I
do
joking?
In this chair.
I feel like I could like in my cloak. Run a country. Hello? Have you given this a wave at all on camera? Oh.
Off. What are you doing in my office, you mop riding?
She's literally, I was talking to her. She goes, be gone. And all right. Damn.
The straight man gets near me. Get out of my cloak.
Fare thee well. Okay. Well, we have to go take our REM pod to the Hawthorne and find ourselves a crying baby ghost. See ya.
Bye. What are you still doing here?
I told y'all, Hocus Pocus, get the hell out of here.
What was the other drag she had that was so funny? Like Oinker or something? Oh. Be gone, Oinkers.
Yeah, she called like the heavy kid something crazy. She was saying a couple crazy things. Oh, Winnie. Winnie the witch.
Winnie. Bye.
Bye.
I already turned mine off.